Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Your name is Tamika?
Correct.
Okay. Hello, Miss Tamika. My name is Laura Bourdon. And you guys took out, placed a $59.89 charge on my Visa card. And I only agreed to a $5 when I had done this. It was a $5. It was done kind of in the wrong way. The thing issued was a $5 through a Home Depot, and then when I submitted my claim, you guys took out a $59.89 charge, not a $5 charge, but a $59.89 charge that I did not agree to. I want this put back on my card.
Okay, what is your first and last name, ma'am?
Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Bourdon, B-O-U-R-D-O-N.
Okay, and for security purposes, let me get you to verify your address for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's 908 Frankfort, F-R-A-N-K-F-O-R-T, Road, Tuscumbia, T-U-S-C-U-M-B-I-A, Alabama, 35674.
Okay. I do see on April the 21st, 2022, where you did that contest entry ticket for that Dyson vacuum cleaner. And man,
yes.
By doing that, you subscribe to our meal planning app called the Bikes Hub.
And but it does not tell you that. It says that you're submitting to the $5 with your card, but it don't say nothing about no $59.89. So that's wrong. That's just straight up wrong. I want the money put back on. I've already fought with my credit union over this.
Okay. And did you dispute this charge, ma'am, with your credit card company?
No, they tell me to call you first, and then if not, then they're going to dispute it with you guys. They're going to get involved. If we can't resolve this civilly between us, I never would have done that. I thought I was doing a $5 charge. Never said nothing on there about $59.89. Never said nothing on there that I seen about your company, period. I was doing a Dyson, $5 Dyson thing. That's it.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one second.
And, it's really strange, but not, it was submitted and denied, and then it was submitted again by you guys. So it was submitted twice to my account, but only one did it go.
Yes, ma'am, because they tried it and it was declined. They tried it again. It was a reoccurring charge, and that was the subscription for the Bipes Hub.
Yeah, no, I did not agree to that. I had no clue. All I knew, I was doing a $5 Dyson. So I've learned the hard way. Don't do that.
This was on the 21st of April. 21st, one second. Okay, ma'am. Let me go ahead and apologize about that misleading on that website, but it was a subscription offer. And I did go ahead and get this account canceled for you. I also refunded you that charge of $59.89.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was very misleading. I'm just to let you know, all it really showed was the $5 Dyson charge, you know, and mm-hmm. even stated that the product would be delivered within 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. And that was all it showed.
And that was an entry ticket. It wasn't, it's not.
I know, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I'm telling you what it showed on my end. Whether it showed it was an entry on your end, I'm telling you what it showed on my end, so you know. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to acknowledge, get some knowledge back to you that what it showed on my end versus what it shows on your end is two different things.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Told me specifically 5 to 7 day delivery once I put in my credit card information. Mm-hmm. This product will be delivered within 5 to 7 days. So, you know, that's very misleading.
Yes, ma'am. And again, I do apologize about that misleading on that website. I will make sure I reach out to my colleague and see if
okay.
they can correct that on that website. But I did refund you that amount. And it does take 3 to 5 business days for that amount to show back in your account.
Okay, honey. I appreciate it. And I wasn't trying to be ugly at you. I just wanted to get it resolved. You know, I didn't want to have to hang up and call a credit union for them to arbitrate and resolve it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I completely understand.
Okay, honey, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.